This week on Jags Wired, history was made in Houston.
They are 1-0 after defeating the Houston Texans.
We'll take a look back at the Jaguars' big season-opening win.
Good job and stop that run on first down.
It was a homecoming for one Jag, and one of the newest Jaguars is in the record books.
I have this move that I'm working on pretty much all year.
We'll break down Calais Campbell's big day.
What's that name? Jaguars!
Plus, we're in the winning locker room. All that and more on Jags Wired.
This is Jags Wired. Brought to you in part by Baptist Health. Changing healthcare for good. EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And Ticket Exchange. The only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
And the ball. There goes Drew. He's up the middle. He's going to the end zone. 10-5 touchdown Jacksonville. 21 yards and the Jaguars are on the board for the first time this season.
A lot has changed in Jacksonville since the Jaguars last won on opening day. 6 years is a long time. Ownership has changed. Two head coaches have come and gone. And the biggest player on the Jaguars was actually one of the smallest. 6 years is a very long time. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. The Jaguars' 29-7 win over the Texans in Houston last Sunday seems like a long time ago also. That's what happens when a massive hurricane impacts the entire state. People turn their attention to protecting their families and helping their neighbors. But now, with Irma in the rearview mirror and plenty of cleanup and recovery in front of us, we have time to look back at the Jaguars' massive win on opening day in this week's Southern Ford Dealers Sounds of the Game.
Praying for you, Florida. You had our back. We got your back. We got you.
It is a day of emotion here in Houston, a day of recovery for the people here in Houston, a day of hope for those of us on the First Coast. But it's time to play football.
Let's work. Let's have fun doing it, but let's work. It's a work day. It's a work day. You understand? Let's go out here and make these plays, man.
2017, you've got a new head coach and a reshaped roster, and today is going to determine exactly what type of future is going to hold, because right now there's a lot of uncertainty.
Different hour now. 2017 Jacksonville Jaguars, baby. There's something to mess with.
Dropping the throw is Bortles. Looks. Now he lets it go. That ball is caught. First down, Jacksonville. Great job by Bortles. Looked all over the field. Got it to Allen Robinson at midfield, but now A-Rob is shaken up. Straight drop by Blake. Pump fake. Still looking. Now fires to the left side. That ball is caught. Nice job by Allen Hurns at the 30-yard line.
And give credit to Blake Bortles, staying in the pocket, staying calm, and finding an open guy.
Brad gets it down. Myers kicks it up. And the kick is good. The Jags score on their first possession. They strike first.
Hey, great drive. Hey, great drive.
Savage drops the throw. And he is going to get hit, and he's going to get sacked. I mean, the Jags got there. They got him inside the 20-yard line. Sack for Jacksonville. It's going to be third down and long. Savage drops the throw. Jags blitz. He is hit. The ball is out, and the ball is fallen on by Jacksonville. Is that a fumble? Jacksonville has it after the sack and strip. It is Jacksonville's ball at its own 47-yard line.
Capitalize! Capitalize! Hey! Capitalize! Capitalize!
To Fournette again. Tries to bounce it outside. Ran over a defender at the 30. Boy, that's good running by the rookie. He got it all the way up to near the 33-yard line. Straight drop by Bortles. Looks. Now he fires it out of the backfield to Fournette. That's a good job. Fournette is going to have a first down. Blake looked down the field, then threw it out to the left side to Leonard Fournette. He got it all the way out to the 28-yard line.
They don't want to mess with the run game, but let's keep that going. All right, good job for Texas, too. Get after their ass.
The give is to Leonard Fournette, and there's a little bit of room. Ran right through a tackle. Leonard Fournette had a big hole, and then he finished the run. It's a 10-yard gain for a first down.
You love it, right?
Again, Fournette at running back. Bortles to Fournette up the middle. Can he get in? No signal from the officials. And now they do. It's the first NFL touchdown for Leonard Fournette.
If you're going to dive, you got to go up and over. Look, But at the same time, you got to get double time with the feet get going. I mean, just build a hell of a lot of speed. Then when you go, you can run through because if you guys jump, you got spun. But that'll let you jump.
Time to dominate.
Rolling. He's going to get hit again. Guess who got him again? Believe it or not, Calais Campbell now has 3.5 sacks in the first half of his first game as a Jaguar got him back at the 37-yard line.
You talk about instant return on your investment.
Oh my gosh.
Calais Campbell beats the left guard, Xavier Suofilo, like a drum.
Jags showing blitz again. Let's see if they bring the house again. Yes, they do. It's an all-out blitz. Savage drops the throw. He gets the ball is out again. That ball is out. Dante Fowler picks it up. 45, 40. Dante to the 30. Dante Fowler to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Fowler has run it back. And the Jacksonville defense is running amok over the Houston offense.
And guess who? Yannick Ngakoue, once again, and once Dante Fowler gets it, he's got an entire posse leading him to the end zone.
If they can continue to rush the passer like this with this secondary, it'll be a dominating defense this year.
You got it. Great job. Check the ball. That's it? Good job.
The offensive line for the Jacksonville Jaguars have dominated this game, and then as the game has gone on the first half, the defensive line's doing the same thing.
And the 10th overall pick in the draft, Deshaun Watson, will start the second half. Play fake, they throw to the back of the end zone, touchdown. Dropped in the throws, Bortles. Good time, fires to the middle of the field. Leaping attempt, and the catch is made by Allen Hurns. Terrific work by the offensive front. Lots of time to throw for Blake.
Play action, Bortles to Bohannon. Touchdown, Jacksonville. The first NFL touchdown for Tommy Bohannon. And after the Texans score, the Jaguars answer right back. Watson lost the football. Ball is on the ground. Jacksonville fighting for it, indicating they have it. It's Jacksonville football. Dante Fowler forced the fumble. Ngakoue comes away with it. Blitz coming. Watson is hit and sacked. That is the 8th sack today by the Jaguars defense. Give this one to Malik Jackson.
Dropping the throw is Watson. Fires to the middle of the field. That's intercepted. That ball is picked off. And returning it now is Deshaun Gibson to the 40, the 45, midfield, the 40, the 30-yard line of Houston. Finally, Deshaun Watson makes a touchdown-saving tackle on Deshaun Gibson. But the Jaguars are in business inside the 30-yard line of the Houston Texans.
And for the first time since September 11, 2011, a span of 2,191 days, the Jacksonville Jaguars are over 500. They are 1-0 after defeating the Houston Texans.
Woo!
We lit, bro.
I can't tell you how happy I am for you guys. You put in all the work, all that stuff. All right, you keep fighting, you keep working. All right, these things happen. Hey, do we got things to clean up? Yeah, we'll clean them up. Is this a long journey this season? Remember, it's a long journey. This is just the start, okay, of what we've all talked about. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, Jaguars!
You know, it feels good when you can just, I mean, literally take turns making big plays like we did.
Coming up on Jags Wired, we'll show you, and Calais Campbell will tell you how his incredible four-sack performance came to be in this week's Closer Look. The big man was brought to Jacksonville to transform the Jaguars' defense. What he delivered on opening day in Houston sparked an epic, franchise record-setting 10-sack performance that left the Texans wondering what hit them. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. When Calais Campbell signed a huge contract last March, it left many experts wondering if a 30-year-old defensive lineman with 9 seasons on his NFL resume could possibly be worth $30 million. Today, they have to be wondering if he isn't worth more, which might be your reaction when you watch this week's Closer Look, presented by Baptist Health.
Savage with pressure coming. He is hit hard and drilled by Calais Campbell, and that is a franchise record for Jacksonville for most sacks by one player in a game.
Yeah, I think when you, we play this game, it's very momentum-based, and energy is contagious. So, you know, when you're having a good day, you know, you're going to take turns making plays, and we're going to celebrate together, and, you know, it feels good when you can just, literally take turns making big plays like we did.
You know, I thought those guys were in tune. I think they really did a great job of complimenting each other more than anything. You know, the ends making the guys step up, tackles making the guys step back, and I think they really complimented each other well. And I thought Calais, really, as you would say, threw his weight around.
Obviously, when you get to a new team and you're, brand new, you want to kind of, earn the respect of your teammates and earn the respect of the community and the fans. But every time I'm on the football field, I'm trying to show that I belong.
He makes everybody around him better. And I thought he did that for the Cardinals for a number of years. And I hope he can continue to do that for the Jaguars as well.
You know, it was empty, and the ball usually comes out quick, but our DBs did a great job taking away that first read, and I just want to crush the pocket. You know, empty, you're not going to be able to go around and get a speed rush because the ball usually comes out quick, so, you try to, go get there the fastest way, try to go over the top, and it just worked out.
Well, first of all, he didn't got a great get off, and knew he was in there, and does a great job of protections and knowing, just to being a veteran, of knowing he had the one-on-one with the offensive guard.
I've been working him with kind of power most of the day. And on this one, I kind of felt like he was going to kind of quickset me. And it was a good read. And I had this move that I'm working on pretty much all year.
You can come out to practice and you can see him all the time work his old famous old chop club swim. And then the thing you see right there is him explode to the quarterback.
But the way the pocket got crushed by the outside guys, Jan and Dante made a step up right to me. And that right there is beauty.
And when you've got a leader that puts up, the numbers and also put in the work habits and put the time in, it's hard not to follow him.
With our ability, it could be, anybody, could have a big day like that. Jan came up with two big sack fumbles that really changed the game. And, I love to see the young guys doing well, but we're all going to feed off each other and we're all going to make each other better. And that's the way football's supposed to be.
Lark the Hunger! Hey, here come Gil! Lark the Hunger!
Calais was the biggest, but not the only important addition to the Jaguars' defense. If the old football adage about rush and cover is true, and it is, they needed more on the back end as well. We go on the field with A.J. Boye next in this week's Mic'd Up.
AJ, has it hit you yet that you're going to be playing your former teammates twice a year now? And how prepared are you to kind of go against them?
I couldn't sleep last night because I was thinking about it. No, I'm serious.
Who could blame AJ Boye for being excited? He just signed a huge contract, the payoff for years of labor, and that for which all professional football players work. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. Well, AJ Boye didn't lose any sleep last Saturday night as he made his final preparations for his first game as a Jaguar in the same stadium where he played his last game as a Texan. He said he wouldn't be emotional. You judge for yourself in this week's Mic'd Up, presented by Dick's Wings.
For real, dog. I'm dead serious. Look at it like they taking food out your family mouth.
I'm going to tell y'all straight up, they don't respect us. They trying to take food out y'all family mouths, out y'all kids' mouth.
You're the best. You're the best. You're the best. We going ball. Show them why they brought you here.
Hey, alert hard count, alert tempo. Let's eat. Let's be great. Let's be great. Let's be great.
Looking, fires along the left sideline. That ball is bobbled and then incomplete. Three and out. His former teammate A.J. Boye knocked it away.
That was supposed to be like a bow route. So he like here. So I was Let's fly. Let's fly. Alert the over.
Hey, here come Gil.
Alert the under.
Javis drops the throw. Throws it over the middle. A little crossing route. Ball is tipped and incomplete. Again, very good coverage.
Yo. Yo. E. Mike, I'm on him. Come on, man. I'm on you.
Guy on the sideline. Give me a warning to both you guys for taunting the bench. Their bench.
That was me. Hey, let's take it to another level. Another level, baby. Alert the bunch. Watch pop pass. Hey, alert the switch. Alert the switch. Whoa! 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 So I can't cut him off like that. I gotta
cut him off, but you can't grab him. And what happened is in the middle of the pattern, he had the right arm taken off.
Alert shot on first down, especially now that we stopping a run like that. They're gonna get play action shot. It's gonna be bows, posts, and goals, especially to the tight end. They're gonna try to get the tight end involved.
Hard count. Hard count.
Hey. Hey, I know that's on him. I told you every time. Every time. I told you every time. Okay. You hit me right in my helmet, bro.
My bad, I didn't get you.
Y'all job is stop that run on first down. Get it second and 10. That's it. Watch that ball. We gonna eat. Running towards me, and he's extending out, pushing. So what do you want me to do? I can't.
No, I hear. I'm looking at it. But, you know, actually, your back's to me. I'm doing my best.
I know.
I'm trying to get a little wider angle this way, so I can look through and see this way through it.
Yeah. Well, I got about 4 or 5 flags. Damn. They got to. I'd rather have all them flags and not give up yours. Come on, bro.
They give us a schedule, and we follow it.
The Jaguars spent an extra day and 2 extra nights in Houston, which was an adjustment to their normal routine. When we come back, we'll show you what they did in Houston and where they did it.
But here's my final point, and I want you guys to remember this. We'll work and we'll do all that stuff, but it's what I talked about before the game. The last thing I told this team was, hey, there's 2 names you play for. You play for the name on your back, and then when you look around, we all play for 1 name. What's that name?
Jaguars!
What's that name?
Jaguars!
Here we go, baby! Jaguars on 3!
Jaguars head coach Doug Marrone wasn't one to get too high or too low about anything that happened while his team was in the preseason. But he was clearly fired up after that performance at NRG Stadium in Houston. Welcome back to Jags Wired. NFL coaches and players are creatures of habit. They like their routine. But they had to give the normal routine up this week because they were stranded in Houston waiting out Hurricane Irma back in Jacksonville. That meant they couldn't work out at their facility or meet in their meeting rooms. So they had to use a hotel and work out in a place you and I might work out, the local YMCA.
We'll be able to handle any situation that comes forward because veteran group of guys that love football and just want to do what's best for the team. So anytime you have that situation, we know that we can handle it.
I think it's just a part of who you are in this league. You just know that at any time anything can happen and you have to adjust. And the London trip and certain situations have made us adjust and get up to this point.
We played well the other night. But our operations people probably played better. All the what-ifs that can happen and being able to schedule everything out is a challenge.
We're back with our next edition of Jags Wired next Tuesday when we look back at the Jaguars' home opener against the Tennessee Titans. Until then, we leave you with more sights and sounds from Houston. Good night, everybody.
College, I used to just take off and nobody would catch me. Now, I get caught so fast.
I thought you were about to go to the end zone. He was looking like he was about to take off. I said, oh, he's about to take off.
They already know in the offseason.
like to travel. We love going to islands. That's simple. Good bounce. Damn.